And here's a story breaking out of Spain this morning. Spanish authorities say they've arrested the ringleader of what is called a botnet. It was a network of millions of hacked computers from countries all over the world. BBC technology correspondent Mark Ward joins us now from London. Good morning, Mark.
Hi there.
This is a huge network of servers and computers that did what exactly?
Well, it's certainly one of the biggest. The botnet basically was run by these three Spanish guys. They basically looked over the shoulder of all the millions of people that were in this botnet and stole credit card numbers, login details, bank account details, all kinds of stuff like that.
And what were they looking for? Were they looking for identity and then selling that information? Were they subcontracting their harassing hacker sort of services to other other computers?
One of the ways they made money out of this was by renting bits of it out to the real bad guys who were looking for things that they can sell or bank account details so they can go away and plunder those bank accounts and take the cash for themselves. So these guys, they had something like 13 million computers were part of this botnet, which is one of the biggest computer networks on Earth, never mind criminal ones. They divided it up, sold it out, and that's how they made their money.
And, even a dweeby sort of systems analyst might not know that their computer was part of the network because of why.
Well, that's right. In the old days, if you wrote a virus, the kids that wrote viruses tended to want to get noticed. But criminals these days want to sit in the background, watch what you're doing. And some of the stuff they write is very sneaky, and it knows where those banks, online banks, have their websites and only sprints interaction when you start typing in that password. So they want to, typically these guys, the viruses they put on computers stayed in the background and just watch what you were doing.
All right, the downfall of a botnet in Spain. Mark Ward, technology correspondent for our partner, the BBC.